Welcome to the Strang Report with Steve Strang on the Charisma Podcast Network. This episode was produced to discuss and address issues within our nation and around the world from a Christian worldview.
Hello, I'm Steve Strang, and welcome to this edition of the Strang Report on the Charisma Podcast Network. You know, I get interesting visitors from around the world, and today I have a visitor from India. And instead of just sitting and visiting and getting acquainted a little bit, I decided to share my conversation with him with you. And I know enough about him to know that he has a word for you and for America today. So you're going to want to stay tuned after this word from our sponsor.
Dr. Bill Hammond, the founder of Christian International Ministries, is considered to be the pioneering voice of the modern-day prophetic movement. In his 61 years of ministry, he has trained and equipped hundreds of thousands of saints and has personally prophesied to leaders of nations. He spent his life training people to hear the voice of God, and because of this, their world has changed. You can also change your world through Christian International Ministry, their products, and their events. You'll be equipped to hear God for yourself and others, your role on earth as a believer, your purpose and destiny. You'll receive a wealth of revelation and insight about hearing and receiving the voice of the Lord. For more information on Christian International Ministries, visit their website at christianinternational.com. Again, the website, christianinternational.com. And thank you, Dr. Bill Hammond, for sponsoring this podcast.
Well, welcome back and welcome to my guest, Sam Kumar from India. Thank you for being here in the studio with us and for visiting us. You're a long way from home.
Yes. Thank you. It's a blessing to be here.
Well, it's a blessing to have you here and to find out what is happening in India. You know, from our secular press, we hear about churches being burned down and Christians being killed. A lot of it happens, of course, in Pakistan, which is a long way from you, but also in India it happens. Tell us what's happening, both with the persecution, and isn't there also a sense of revival going on at the same time?
Yes, the persecution increased in India. Churches are being burnt, and then pastors and believers are being attacked. And also we have many new rules that are coming up where we don't have as much freedom to worship the Lord. But at the same time, we have a great move of God that's birthing in India. We sense an unusual unity where the churches and the pastors and our leaders are coming together to pray for revival, and we are praying for a great outpouring of the Holy Spirit in India.
Well, that's exciting, and I want to find out a little bit more about you. I hear that your father had a rather remarkable dream. Tell us about it and how that has affected you.
My father actually dedicated all the five sons to the five continents in 1970, December 24th, and then later on, in 1981, we had an unusual visitation of the Lord. The angels of the Lord came, and my brother was taken up for about 4 hours in a village called Kottapalli on 6th August 1981. After 4 hours, my brother came back to life, and God spoke to my dad that night many things about the end times and also about the dedication of the children. So that changed our family.
So tell us what he said about the end times.
The Lord said that there would be fire flames of revival, and you would have a share in that revival. And he has prepared us over the years for revival.
And tell us about assigning to the different continents.
My father dedicated, he felt burden for the world. It's amazing, he never probably saw the aeroplane in those days, but he dedicated five sons at the time to the five known continents. As the years went by, the Lord opened doors and trained us and sent us to the different continents, all the five continents and 70-plus countries to share his gospel.
And which continent were you assigned, and have you traveled there?
My father in the beginning told that I dedicated you when we were children, but recently he told us that mine is Africa, and the Lord took me to Africa.
How many countries have you been to?
55 countries.
Wow, that's a lot of countries. Now, I know that you went to Regent University, you went to graduate school there, so you're familiar with the United States. What do you see happening in the United States over the years and now as you're visiting this time?
I remember coming here in 1991, and the Lord chose the United States as a place for my training, and I thank God. I went to Elim Bible Institute, Lima, New York, and then the Lord opened doors for me to study at Regent University, Virginia Beach. And those days, you know, I remember America, there was a lot of prayer going on, and the country was different. different. I could see the hand of the Lord. But as the years went by, I see a lot of changes in America. And especially recently I heard the problems and a lot of changes in the government and in the laws. And I started praying for America. And back in India, we have churches are praying for America. We believe the land that was really planned by the Lord, dedicated to God on April 29th, 1607. God is going to pour out His Spirit once again in this country. 110 years ago, there was outpourings all over this country, in Azusa Street, in Topeka, Kansas, and in many other places. God used this country as a blessing to many, many countries around the world to preach the gospel, to help the poor. And we are praying again that God will visit the United States.
Well, that's a prayer that we think is a wonderful prayer. It's something we're praying too, of course. And it is interesting to get a perspective of someone who knows the United States as you do, but yet, you know, is also a visitor. There have been a lot of changes, but seriously, a lot of these changes have been going on for over 100 years, punctuated by periods of revival. We do tend to think that things are getting a lot worse. Yes. I think a lot of it has to do with the leadership. We're hoping and praying that we'll get a change in leadership because a lot of things flow from the top.
That's right.
But, you know, really, a lot of the changes happened as far back as Darwin, where people began to believe that God was not the creator. And, I mean, that seems like a long time ago, a long time before we were born. A lot of changes happened in the 20s with the Scopes monkey trial, where creationism was taken out of school, for example, and then the advent of Hollywood and all of that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And after World War II, our nation began to be more and more and more liberal with a veneer of Christianity. Things were a lot more gray.
Okay.
There were people that were in church on Sunday morning, but they were partying hard on Saturday night.
Mm-hmm.
Now things are more black and white.
Yes.
It's almost like those who are not with God are, how should I say it, more degenerate.
Mm-hmm.
And those who are standing with God have to be set apart and have to live a holy life.
That's right.
You can't get away with a life of compromise anymore. So that's my take. I'm just curious what you think.
Yeah, I think God started visiting United States and the material blessings, you know, that are in America and many other things that have come. In a way, Mammon has come and kind of taken the place of God in a way. The Bible says you can't serve two masters, God and Mammon. You know, thank God for all these blessings. But the Creator, the one that gave, I think the people of God are coming back to remember the roots of how the Lord blessed this country. That way people will remember and the families will change and families will be able to teach their children. The so-called education system that we have today, especially we emphasize more on colleges and universities, but at home, the family where you teach the values and God and God's word, as that will come back more and more, I think the good days are, you know, the real America that was there before will come back, and I think God's hand will be upon this country to heal this land.
Well, I pray that that's the case. In fact, as we wrap up this podcast, could you pray for our listeners and pray for America?
Yes, yes, I'll do that. Father, we thank you. We thank you, Lord, for this day. Thank you, Lord, that your hand is upon America. Lord, a land that you have, Lord, set apart. A land that, Lord, you have allowed to be a blessing to the nations. We thank you, Lord, for the early settlers who placed cross in Cape Henry and dedicated this land to you, Father. We thank you, Lord, that you raised up men and women over the years and, Lord, used them all over the world. We pray today and we repent, Lord, of our sins and we humble ourselves and we come to you. We ask you to stretch forth your hands towards America and bless this nation, O Father. We pray for leaders. We pray for, Lord, even as the elections are coming, we pray that your hand will guide this nation, O Father. We pray for every church and church leaders, O Father. We pray for all the families, O God. We also remember the young people, O God. We pray, Lord, that you will pour out your Spirit upon them, that they will see visions and the old people will have dreams. Father, that your hand will continue to guide America in these last days, that there will be another great move, Lord, in this nation. We dedicate this land once again. We ask you, Lord, to fill, Lord, this land with your glory. You said that you're going to fill this land with your glory, and Lord, we pray for your hand. We thank you for this day. We pray for all the listeners that you touch their families. Lord, touch them and help them in their times of need, in times of difficulties, O Father. You give them, Lord. Lord, you comfort them. You strengthen them, O Father. We thank you for this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
And I say thank you to Sam Kumar of India. Thank you for coming today. Thank you for sharing. And thank you for that prayer. And thank you to my listeners for listening to this edition of the Strang Report on the Charisma Podcast Network. I'm Steve Strang.
Today's podcast is brought to you by Dr. Bill Hammond, founder of Christian International Ministries. Thank you, Dr. Hammond, for sponsoring this podcast. Thank you for listening to The Strang Report with Steve Strang. To read more from Steve, visit his blog, The Strang Report, on charismamag.com. Again, it's The Strang Report on charismamag.com.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joyce Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.